Liverpool, a valuable 3 points. What was your take on the game?
Delighted. It's you know, we've come up against the form team realistically, and to come here and play how we did, I think it was thoroughly deserved victory. Went in at half time with the lead, and if anything, it was just a case of a few negatives. I thought we could have been 2-0 up. Second half, still thought we were the better side. Had a claim, a good shout, in my opinion, for a penalty turned down, which would have just given us that bit of comfort, because you know that they're going to load men in the box, and the free kick sort of right on right at the end. Josh Gowland's got a great header too. But overall, you know, I thought we were very professional today. On, you know, the pitch was good but cut up. Obviously, had a lot of rain, and it wasn't easy to play total passing football. But when the opportunity was there, I felt we did. But we also put in some good areas and played with his head.
What was the plan coming into the game, and did you have to change it based on the weather conditions and the pitch?
Certainly, from coming in from the warm-up, my assistant Chris Doyle had just mentioned that the pitch was, you know, a little bit bobbly and cutting up very easily. And we just spoke about, you know, not taking unnecessary chances on it, and certainly early on, which is often the case anyway, make sure that they, you know, try and turn easily round and get the defenders running towards their own goal. And I thought we did that pretty well. Large parts, but then had some good control possession when the game was stretched. So, you know, it's a 1-0 victory. It's a classic away performance, you could say, but I don't think Jane McEwan's had too much to do, other than, I think, first half Green got down the outside, put a good ball in, and the free kick which hit the crossbar, it depends which way you want to look at it, you could say a bit of fortune, but I think it would have been very unlucky had it dropped in as well.
These are the results you look back on, aren't they, Paul? 1-0 win away from home at a close rival in conditions like this?
Yeah, against a good team. You know, as I said, Chris has done extremely well. Richard had obviously done a good job here. Decided that he'd had his time here. And Chris has come in and done extremely well. I think it was 8 out of the last 10 they'd won. Only one defeat. So, as I say, won the last 5. Never going to be easy. We're coming up against a confident side with some very good players in the team, but we just spoke there that is, we've been accused of, well, not accused, but we hadn't beat a top side, supposedly. We've certainly done that today, and that's nice, because I keep telling the players I've got, you know, ultimate belief in them, and they should do themselves as a group. But what I like is they're a very humble group, and there's no egos in there. They're willing to work for each other, and they're happy and delighted with the points, but certainly not getting carried away with it.
What does this do for your side now? Obviously you've leapfrogged Eastleigh, and the top two have drawn today.
Yeah, it closes that gap, and you know, Eastleigh got a game in hand, you know, let's not forget that, and I expect them to be there at the end of the season, and we want to be there. But I was just conscious, you know, today we go into one last league game next week, which signifies the halfway point in terms of the league campaign. And then we've got a break because of how, you know, we're both in the Cups, and we've got the trophy in the FA Cup to come. I'm delighted with today, but I want to build on that for next week and try and get a victory so we can go into those Cup games knowing that we've, you know, had a good run in the league. Change focus slightly, just for a short time, and then get back onto what will be a busy Christmas period.
And have you come through that injury free today? And what's the latest on your other injury problems? Obviously, we saw John Paul Pittman back on the bench today and coming on, which is a positive for you.
Yeah, I thought he did well. You know, it was him with Phillips, should have perhaps got the penalty. He was the wrong side of the defender, but he's looked extremely sharp the last 2 days training, and said to him before, I'm pretty sure that he'd have some part to play today. I think he ended up with sort of 20 minutes with added on time. Omar trained Friday, Thursday, didn't look too bad. Just felt, you know, I think there's still an element of doubt in his mind in terms of when he was doing some finishing. But fingers crossed he can get a full week's training in next week. And then, you know, I've had some big decisions to make today, and that'll just add to that.
Is that going to get tougher, as you just said, ahead of next weekend's game? How hard is it for you at the moment? Obviously, you're stuck with the same back four as well, and another clean sheet this week.
Yeah, and, you know, I look at my bench, but that said, I looked at Eastleigh's bench, and I guess what you'd expect really, two squads, you know, two teams out there that are very good, and then you look at the benches and can certainly make some positive changes there. And it is difficult, but I stuck with the same team for this week. I thought he did very well, but you know, certainly JP who came on, you know, just added to the group and the team that was out there to finish the game.